Great Expulsion. In 1749, there was a renewed threat of war in North America. The Acadians were considered by the British as, at best, unreliable subjects in the approaching conflict. The prevailing opinion in London was that the Acadian problem had to be resolved once and for all. Yet there were three logistical or technical problems confronting the English with respect to actually expelling the Acadians. Firstly, the French population had grown almost 10 times since 1713 to 12,000. Secondly, the English believed they could not spare the resources necessary for the expulsion because of the threat from Louisbourg. And then thirdly, it was thought it would take years for the English to gather enough ships and resources, etc., to forcibly remove the Acadians. So, in 1749, the English gave the Acadians a final opportunity to swear an oath that would have guaranteed their loyalty to England. I think the Acadians must have felt like Luke Skywalker when the Emperor was trying to turn him to the dark side of the Force in Return of the Jedi.
"French people, I feel your anger. It gives you focus. Turn to the dark side of the Force."
The new oath included the old Reject the Pope clause that had previously been rejected. The English never fully expected the Acadians would take the oath anyhow, for the expulsion order had already been given and preparations were underway. The English governor finally gave the order to expel the French in September of 1755. An officer and wannabe Sith Lord named John Darth Winslow was given the task of leading the expulsion. The French were immediately declared non-citizens and their land, livestock, and lightsabers were confiscated. As you can imagine, there was some confusion and anger among the French. However, the British were prepared. They rounded up and deported 2,000 Acadians in the first month alone with little or no fuss. To escape expulsion, some Acadians fled into the forests where they were hunted down by British troops and Ewoks. Many French managed to avoid capture and make it to Quebec. Nevertheless, by the end of the first year alone, nearly 7,000 French had been successfully resettled.